Okay, thank you, Rabbi Shaiwitz, for coming and bringing the chevra here. Very nice to see old faces, new faces. Very nice to be here. Okay, so Rabbi Shaiwitz told me we're going to be doing his Kibbutz Avayim, and maybe Kodesh or something. Okay, so let's learn and see where it gets us. Okay, Tana Rabban. We have the facts. Okay, Tana Rabban at the bottom of Lamed Aleph on the base. Tana Rabban Eizeh Morav Eizeh Kibbutz. Mora lo ome bimkomo v'lo yeshe bimkomo lo soses dvara v'lo machriya. So these halachas of mora are not sitting, standing in the place where your parent normally does, and lo soses dvara. We'll have to explain what that means in a second. V'lo machriya. And kibud is machil mashke malbishu mechasa machnis umotzi, which are things of servicing your parent, giving them food, helping them put on their clothing, etc. So, what I'd like to focus on is the following question, a very basic question. And that is, what about things that are not service to the parent, in other words, not feeding them food or something like that, but the parent, I want you to go to a certain yeshiva, I want you to go marry a certain girl, I want you, in other words, things that are their ratzon, that they want you to do, that comes up a lot, I but it's not necessarily directly giving them food, sustenance, etc. Is that also included in the I want the parents, want them to be go to medical school. I need my son. I need him to go to medical school. how many times I've heard that. That's not service. And I'm not saying that because one day Chas v'Shalom the parents not well. I can't because we know the halacha is. Like you're a dentist or something, you're a surgeon, you can't do it on your own parent because Shaila of Kabbalah that you're going to come to do extra Kabbalah Shalom Tzorach. But parents have certain needs, that at least they convince themselves they have these needs. And the question is that part of this, or is it only limited to things that give me water, get me, I'm always mapped at every night for dinner. I have my son. I won't bring me the dessert. So we mazake him in the mitzvah of kibud avim. So that's machil, not literally, but he'll get the. So he knows that that's his job, and I do that because I want him to mazake him in this mitzvah. But what about other things? And another question, in the Mora aspect, lo sorsa as dvarav. So the simple shada means that you can't contradict him. You can't contradict your parent. So does that only mean verbally? Or any time I'm not listening to my parent, I'm contradicting them. So the simple shot in this Gemara is it means verbally. In other words, if we have a conversation and he's verbally, but not listening is not part of, it's only the Sefer HaMakna. You can look in the Sefer HaMakna, that's the class of Achronim. So he was Mechadesh, that lo soses dvar, of any time you don't listen to your parents, they want you to go to do this and you doing that, so that's also included on soses dvar, of even though you're not verbally. This is they wanted you to do this. They wanted you to become a doctor, and you want to be whatever. So the Poshim Shah, that's not called Sosa Dvar. You're just not listening. The Poshim Shah of Sosa Dvar means verbally.
If your parents ask you to get a cup of water, and you say, I don't want to get you a cup of water, or you violation of the urine.
So if you don't get them a cup of water, right, so then you... You mevatel the mitzvah essay of kiblut, and if you don't get them, if you say I'm not doing it, then that's so says dvar. But if you just don't do it, Ashra says you were just mevatel kovet.
Not the little biter, or that's the only
thing
there.
Yeah. Quite a master,
if you can say don't go to Shanghai, you say I want to go to Shanghai.
Right, for a vacation, you want to go.
No, say
something. Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, okay. So right, so he Yeah, so he's saying that we'll have to see how far this goes. So let's see more. Okay. So now let's take a look. There's a famous sugya in Yevamos in the sugya of Esei Docha Lo Sase. So the sugya of Esei Docha Lo Sase, so the Gemara in Yevamos here on Hamad Beis, take a look on page 2. The Tanya Yochol Yehei Kibar Aveim Docha Shabbos. Talmud Lomer Ish Imo V'Aviv Tishro V'Shapsosoi Tishmor V'Kulchem Hayovim B'Chvodi. So, right, parents are chayiv in the covet of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So therefore a parent tells you to do something Chil Shabbos. We'll say another shayla that comes up a lot. A parent wants the child to daven with them. You're a Brooklyn person, so you know everyone is somebody minyanim there. So, but the kids don't always like to daven with the parents because you know they have this thing, the younger minyanim, you know, and say the parents say, I'd like you very much to daven with me in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, to sit next to me in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So is that part of, or is saying no, it's not a service thing, or is that also included in the Kibbutz of Aim? So we'll see how we'll conclude in the end, what we have to say on this matter. Okay. So the Gemara says, what's the case? My love, the Omelish Chotli Basheli. In other words, the case is what? That your father says, cook for me on Shabbos, shech for me on Shabbos. So the chiddush is that you don't listen. Why? Because the time of the Tachosah Rachmoneh, Shabso Soi Tishmoru. Since it says Shabso Soi Tishmoru, so therefore, you can't. So the mitzvah Kibbutz Aveim is not shaykh over here. Halav Hochi Dochi. But had not been for this, it would have been doche. Had you not had the special gzeris hakosuf shabsosu tishmoru, you'd say it's doche. The mitzvah kibbutz aveim is doche the iser shabbos, and this would be a raya that essay doche lo sase. So the gemara says on the next page, bava mal of page 3, lo the mechamer. In other words, no, it's not talking about shkotli. Shkotli, of course, there's no shaila. That because maybe essay is not docha lo sase. So shkotli, you don't need shabsosai tishmoru, that you don't do shkotli if your parent says. But mechamer, if you're taking your behema and you're causing it to do some malocha on Shabbos, which is lo sasa kol malocha ato vint hemtecha, so that's not a lav. V'hai lav, like, I mean, it's not a koris, lav in ma'isev gufei. So it's not one of the Lamates Malacha. So maybe over here, in this case, you would have had a Havamina to say that it was Docha, but not the regular Malachas. So the Gemara says, Ela de Kaimalon, de Osi Ese Vidocha Losa say, Ligmer Mihacha, the Lolitchi. So maybe in Okanami, this should be a Raya. This Parsha of Kibbutz Aveim should be a Raya that we don't say Ese Docha Losa say. Because in the end of the day, we don't say it. So the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "V'chitei m'shani lavi the Shabbos the chamiri," but maybe the lavi of Shabbos are more chomer, right? As Rashi says, it's kilu avodah v'rozara, so it's not just a lav, and therefore you can't learn from the lavi of Shabbos. V'hatani ba'alma koi v'lo kaparach the tan yochel amalo. Avi vitamelo, or shomelo, al tachzi, yachol yishmelo, talmelomer, ishima v'ivim tishmor shachshav zotu shmor kulchem chayavim bechvodi. So the Gemara says another case. Yachol amol aviv hitamolo or shomolo al tachzir. In other words, the father says, don't return the aveda. So yachol that you should listen. Ishima v'ivim tishmor v'shachshav tishmor kulchem chayavim bechvodi. So what's the idea of the pasuk at Shabbos? Resume the eagle mifrach mal hanach shekain hechsher mitzvah. That the other case of Rashi says elo lo'olam damar le'shkotli. In other words, maybe the case over there, but by shabshos tishmor le'shkotli basheli. So the filak lotzuchal the eagle mifrach mal hanach shkotli basheli shekain hechsher mitzvah bechil Shabbos. By kiris lo sasehu mikayim esay the kibud zeh hechsher kiyumo. So he says over here it's a hechsher mitzvah. The cases over there are shkotli basheli, and therefore, eagle mifra malach shekin shkoli vashel shekin heksha mitzvah. So therefore, maybe that's not the real mitzvah essay. It's only a heksha mitzvah, and therefore, we wouldn't have said essay docha lo sase. So the Rashba says, what does it mean in heksha mitzvah? Shani hacha de ein bitul al heksha mitzvah. So pelvad u'shashem bevata halav lo mikayim essay mamish. So in other words, over there, you could say it's not really essay docha lo sase. So it wouldn't be relevant to this discussion. But Ugoch Amal Aviv Khameracha Behemazul Havi Gozolos or Dovish Tsork Lehanus Mimenu. Fikashu Mhammer Aza Mamashal Shokibur El Hefshek Vodo. Rahul Pish Omalav Khamerachan Behemal Vish ain't Iker Kovor El Mamashi Yeshlohbo Hana. Kidamina Mikadushin. So the Rashi says that the Iker Kavod of Kibbut Aveim is something that he has Hana. And here, it means direct Hana, meaning giving you food. Kavod Machilo, Mashkeo, Malbisho, Manilo. Aval Omer Lo, Lasos Dover, She'en Bo Hana, Shel Klum, Ein Ze Kavod, She'en Estav Elav. Kavod Kaze, Ein Bo Esei, Shel Torah, She'en Yitke, Afil Lav Greda. So he says that if it's not Hana, meaning it's not the cases that are mentioned in the Gemara, then that's not the essay. So therefore, there's no havamina that you would need to say essay docha losa say, because it's not even in the parsha of essay.
And the Machna usually says that the reason why Kibbut Aveim is not docha Shabbos is because it's prepared to be mochel on kodo.
Oh, we'll see. Oh, we're getting to that. Oh. So the simple reading of this Rashba will be of the will imply that the mitzvah essay of Kibbut Aveim only applies to those cases mentioned with his direct hana, and that's why that's the cases of Shchotli, Basheli, all these things. It's not direct hana; it's hechsher mitzvah. Give me the food in my mouth. That's the direct hana.
Let's say you're violate
Amir Anachi.
Would that be, like, I'm very hot, I need air conditioning.
Can you
go tell a goy to
turn
air conditioning?
Oh, okay. So we'll get to it. Okay. So now, there is a Gemara Ksubas in that says an important yisod in Essay Dochalos, I'll say, that, what's the din? Onus Shosa Batsitzo. Right? Rashi shows about sisu b'chlisha bachalo lishtos. So there's a person who ma'anis a woman, right? He rapes a woman, so he has to marry her. That's, he has to drink from the cup that he chose. Meaning he raped this woman, so ma'mela he has to marry her. Lo si alisha. Mafate im rotzam hotzi motzi. Ketsa shows about sisu. Afil hi chigeres, afil hi suma. Even if she's not such an attractive person, she's lame, she's blind, afilu hi mukashkin, nimtza badover erva, she ain't a ruil of all Yisrael, ain't a rosh al-kaimu. But it only is what? Isha haruyalo, mosi al isha. But say a kohen rapes a grusha, so therefore he's also to her, so then that doesn't apply. So the Gemara asks the kashim. I'm on the next page. So what's the problem? There's a mitzvah essay of losi elisha. So why isn't that docha the lav of grusha? Right, grusha l'koyin is a lav, and it's a mitzvah essay of losi elisha. So say essay docha losa say. So the Gemara says, no. Hey, Chemrin, an essay, essay, v'dilchel, osa, segum, mumila, b'tzaras. The left shell, kiumil, essay. In other words, mumila, b'tzaras is, you have a, you're not, there's a pasuk in Parshas Kisaitse, yishomer, b'negat, tzaras. You're not allowed to cut off the negat, tzaras. So what if he has tzaras on the mokum, hamila? So then, how can he do the mitzvah? So it says, essay, dochel, osa, se. But there's no way out. There's no way out. You have to do the mitzvah sase, and you're gonna have to violate the lo sase. So there's no other way out. So I say docha lo sase. But here, when she's raped, she could say, "I don't want this guy." She has a right to say it. So since there's a way out, it's not a mitzvah that has to be done, because in other words, no one can be mochel mila, you know, right? Unless it's pikuach nefesh. No one can be docha mochel mila. No one can be docha other things. So only can be docha, but the mitzvah lo se elisha, she could say, "I'm a moichel." So since she could say, "I'm moichel the mitzvah," you don't have to do it. So mamela, that essay is not docha lo sase. Only an essay that is behechrech to do. That is the yisod. Yeah. Oh, so in the Sefer Yad Eliyahu. The Sefer Yad Eliyahu, Rav Eliyahu Rugla, one of the Grodole Achronim, so he quotes the Rashba we just said, and he wants to say what you're saying as well. On page 8, take a look. He says that he doesn't think the Rashba really means that. He doesn't think the Rashba really means that the only mitzvah essay of Kibbut Avayim are what? Are the ones that have Hanah. But he thinks what he means to say is that since certain things of Kibbut Avayim, like you said, Anitan for Mechila, so then therefore Rashi was only saying it in the context of Esei Docha Lo Sase. So in the context of Esei Docha Lo Sase, so then certain things are nitan for mechila. So if they're nitan for mechila, then you don't say it. So he says, "Atah nearly lefarish." Zekah avonat sarashma. Yishlomu the kachshele lerashma. Yishlomu neich havamin the mitzvah sese the kibar of avyidcha lo sase. Haimimuchal akvodo biyomer lo beina. Right? The parent can be mochal on. So how? What's the havamin? How do these two sugas stem? Because the Gemara in that we saw before, but like that Gemara in Ksubis, says whatever it is nitan mechila, you don't say it. And here we're saying that there's a havamina you should say. Esei docha lo sase says how do the two gemaras stem? Was that pirush? The he divadei mitzvah esei al haben shelo lahaknit es aviv umikayim lekayim kol asher tivo lasos utzon aviv. He says he thinks that there is a mitzvah esei not to vex, not to anger your parents. So that means you should listen to what they want. Even if it's not something about, like your father wants you to daven next to him on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so then it's a mitzvah essay to do that. It's a mitzvah essay to do it. Even though it's not machil mashke, you know, he can put on his talis for himself, he can baruch Hashem, he's healthy. But he has a certain hanah that my son should sit next to me in shul, so that's a mitzvah essay. Oh, so what does the Rashba mean? Omnam ein mitzvah essay zuha hakoch litchos shum lo sase. But he says this mitzvah essay is not going to be docha lo sase, because the hayim yomar av she ein makpid, al kiyum gezeirah. So in other words, you see, he says like this: the mashke, those are defined mitzvahs essay. In other words, that's a defined mitzvahs essay. That's not; it's more objective. So the objective mitzvahs essay of kibud av v'aim. So that's you know, he wants it. So that's not because I'm making up a thing that I want. I want you to daven with me. So those things for sure are not in the category of what essay dochalos essay, because but. Because if the whole mitzvah is only because the father is asking this particular request, so it's still a mitzvah essay, but it's not that type of mitzvah essay that will be dochalos essay. The chayvitz yosef bebitul gzeirosu shuv leisel essay the kibud av kozer. Chayin avim gozer av lo bitel gzeirosu yevshar litchos los essay. The lo domi lemila b'tzarash shechal chiyev mitzvahs meila. The kibud av lachilu hashkoso shechal hachov al ben. In other words, those things, it's not because he's asking you. In other words, those things, even though some things maybe is, but those things are more like mila batzaras, those objective things. You see your father needs help to put on his coat, put on the shirt, then that's like mila batzaras. So those things, Taka would theoretically say mitzvah, say lo. Yeah, he can look at that also. You're right. But he says, in other words, those things.
Even if
your father's mochel,
if
we're
getting him a cup of water, if I go and get him a cup of water,
I'm the kind of mitzvah to say. In other words, those. Shechal hachova al haben gam below hakporas haav. Zeu ikar hakibud shesivs to Torah. In other words, the Torah is saying that you have to. If you see your father needs water, so it's not, so he happened to ask you, but really the chova is, you see he needs water, you give him the water. Yeah, there's a chiv on you. There's a chiv on you. Yeah, because those things are, in other words, you're there, you see your father can't get dressed on by himself, so you have to do it, whether he asks you or doesn't ask you. So memela, that's like mila b'tzaras, and then there could be a havamina that you say, essay dochalos, essay lulei, the sugi over there. But the other things, it's not even, those are just things that, it's only a mitzvah kibbutz because my father, he likes when I, that's not the same as machil mashke. Machil mashke, those are the cardinal. But not to say that the other ones, you know, are, is mutter lagamre, just do whatever you want. No. So that's.
Mitzvah is a suffix.
Right.
So
what's yeah, but Talmud Chacham could also mochel on his Torah because it's Torah Dilei.
Yeah.
So it's going to be mochel there.
Yeah.
It could be that really they're mochel, but the father's kaveh,
what is rotzon? What is rotzon, right. Oh, so that's, so this is a yisod that I like this yisod. That, that in other words, that it's not only the ones mentioned in the Gemara, but it's everything. It's just the ones that mention the Gemara. There could be a Havamina that you'll say I see the Colossus.
I think the Pesach Teshuvah quotes that if your mother tells you not to go to a certain shul, it's too dangerous to go.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. Okay. Oh, and now take a look on page 9. Now page 9 is from the Igeres HaTshuva, even though it says Mishnah Halachas on the top of Menashe Klein. That just means that he wrote the Perush on the bottom. But this is Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay? So, I wrote on the bottom. The cover from the father that is an objective. Right, and not from the father that's a. Right. So, therefore, those are the things, and those are the things that there would be a Havamina. That they should, we should say, I say dochalos, I say. But things that the father just—it's not an objective thing that every father needs machil mashke if he's not able to do it himself.
So he's just touching the
Rashba. You're right. He's touching up the Rashba. That the Rashba, when he means to say that the ikar covered is machil mashke, doesn't mean to say that therefore anything else is not. That's the ikar covered that the Gemara was speaking about. That there should be a havamina that you'd say, I say dochalos, I say. Right. So therefore, that's like similar to the Mila B'tzaras. So that's how he stims the the Gemara in Ksubas with the Gemara in Yevamos. So the Rabbeinu Yonah writes, he says, Iker, and this it says it all in one line. And I think this works in very good with the Yad Eliyahu. Ikur kibur ava'im lasaz lehem nachas ruach. Bein bedvarim, what we call nachas. Give nachas, right? Nachas ruach, bein bedvarim, bein b'maisa. Tamitzorim bedvarim, got to love onum and so. But if you anguish them, then, you know, it's not a good thing. So that's the mitzvah. That's the hagdor of the mitzvah, is to give nachas ruach. So if your father would like that you daven next to him, I remember who told me this, Rav Yasala Rosenzweig, you know Rav Yasala Rosenzweig? No? Not well. No, he was from the diaspora. He wrote it famously good. Those are his nigunim. He was, how do I know him? Because I used to take my shir to Schenectady for Simchas Torah. He was the Rav in Schenectady at that time. So why am I saying him? So he told me once that Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky used to say that if the father wants you to daven next to him, so you should, you know, for whatever, you should do that. This minion is not... You know the minion down the block is more yeshivish, more this and more that, but more yeshivish doesn't doicha mitzvah sesei. So okay, if it's mamish a shul that's not if he wrote you the davening, you can say Kriya Shema before. You can say Kriya Shema before.
Without the brachas.
Yeah, without the brachas. And you Kriya Shema with the brachas. Most of these shuls are not davening at. We're not talking about some Hasidic shuls that are first davening at 10:30, 11 o'clock. We're talking about the regular 9 o'clock, the 9 o'clock, 8:45. They say that Rav Moshe Feinstein, all the years in MTJ, always, all the years, every Shabbos, daven b'yichidus. But he didn't want to share that was the zman of the shul, of the balabatim, we used to that zman, and he didn't share, but he himself, he daven b'yichidus, every Shabbos morning.
Because it was passed on
Kriya Shema. It was a regular MTJ, 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. I mean, my wife is from the Lower East Side, so I see Reb David going to shul. And now Reb David stays there; it's hard for him to walk. But I would be going to the Young Israel. He would be going to the MTJ. MTJ is much further. So I think I've got to walk to Chinatown. You know, it's so much further. But for the 9 o'clock,
in the yeshiva.
Yeah, that's when that was the remotion. Didn't want to change it because some balabatim, this was his man, this is what we always did, that attitude. What? Yeah. Okay, we're gonna get there.
From the Rabbeinu Yonah, it sounds like there's no distinction between Maisa and anything. Meaning, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, would you say that Ma'achal Mashke is any different than anything else? If the Iker is not Zuach, it sounds like...
Right, so you're right. In other words, he's not categorizing it into right. In other words, it could be he may even say that some want to say, one of the Sfarim writes that it's, all these things are equal. So the Rashba made two levels, but the upshot in the end of the day is, in other words, I can't promise you that the Rabbeinu Yonah would say the same thing as the Yad Eliyahu and the Rashba. But that aspect is that's what I want to say. Now, look in Shut Rabbi Kiva Eger on page 11. Me'atala inyan kiyim tzavos aviv. So he's talking about what? Your father leaves the tzavah. Whatever the tzavah is. Yesh lomo deguf inyan hashmas kol avi ve'imo hu kamo nachas ruach shezo nachas ruach lahem sheyikuyim ratzono. Uvhipach tzar lahem. If you don't listen, it's tzar. Zay yesh lodo de lo shaykh. So he's talking about a tzava, it means achermoso. So he says, achermoso yesh lodo lo shaykh achermoso. Because if the whole idea is the nachas ruach, so then at least in a physical way, I mean, whatever they know, they don't know after, you know. But lo shaykh achermoso. Avdem mashmos divrei shulchanot mkuiv asa tzavoso achermoso. Gam divrei beis yosef mashken lehedya. Okay, the gam zeh inyan kibbutz shenizhar b'divreim. Pesher du b'chol mora. He says, well, what's the idea that the Shulchan Aruch saying you have to listen to a tzava? So he thinks, he doesn't think it's kibud, because kibud is the way we're teaching it. And Rabbi Kivegi is also teaching with, like the Rabbi Kivegi, like the Rabbeinu Yonah, is what? Is the Nachas Ruach. So he says, Nachas Ruach maybe is not only Shaykh B'chayim. Okay, the Gamza Inyan kibud Shinizhar Kedivreim, Mevshad Duhu B'chal Moira, Shetzarach Lira Shalalabor Al Tzavosim. Zer Shaykh Gamachar Misa. Maybe that's a din and mora. But he that has dina sosa dvar rach mefonav kim tzavosa shani dina b'chol sosa dvar the perusha sheino sosa lomar ended over kain vein aloha kain so that can make a gnai rach mefonav o shalol lavo al tzavosa hinyan achev shayach b'chol linyan am shalol mefonav. So he says maybe that din is a din and mora, that you don't have mora if you're not listening to the tzavah. Right, so the kibud is only b'fana, because that's a nachas, only a din b'chayim, because that's a, I mean, the kibud of this type of kibud of the nachas ruach. There's an interesting thing, Yerushalmi. Well, what kibud of yira? Yeah, but yira means that I have to have a reverence. Reverence. Yeah. Kibbutz is giving them.
It's tricky also because if they know you're not going to do it after the death,
right, if they know that.
You can't have
Shuma. Yeah. Oh, so take a look at the Yerushalmi here. Yerushalmi and Peah. Imo shel Rabbi Shmuel. The mother of Rabbi Shmuel, Basel Vikivlos Alayla Rabboseinu. She went to the rabbis and she said, "My son, Rabbi Shmuel, he's not right. He's not doing." She complained to the rabbanim about her son. Right, of course. Yeah. Amar lahem, "Giru bi Shmuel bani, she'enu noig bi bekovet." He's not. No. Also, shot this karmu paneim shel Rabbi Seinu. Amar evshe Rabbi Shmuel alog bekovet avosav. How can what can he do wrong, Rabbi Shmuel? How can they? What did he do? Amr lo ma aviloch. What did he do to you? So he said, Amr kadu nofik mi beis vada. When he was coming home from the yeshiva, from the beis medrash, right? And anaboy mishos rugli. Look at the he was coordinated in the Pnei Moshe. Uba lebeis rotzani lirchatz raglov. I want to wash his feet off. And I want to drink that dirt from his feet from coming home from yeshiva. I want to, and he won't let me do it. And he won't let me do it. For lo shavikli. What a son! What a son! Amr lo hol v'hu ratzona hu kvoda. That's a ratzon. So that's a covenant. So that's the same yisod. Same as so. Oh. So now. Yeah. So that's the same as so. Now, maybe you could tie now. Okay, let's see. One second. Now, there is a famous Marik. And this Marik is brought in the Ramban Shulchan Aruch about Shidduchim. About listening to your parents for Shidduchim. I can't tell, I was involved in several cases. I was taken to a Din Torah over this. over accepting a Shidduch of a Talmud. who the parents were against the shidduch, and I felt it was a good shidduch for the fella, and Baruch Hashem, you know, went through, and but he took me to a din Torah over it, that he felt the boy's father took me to a din Torah, because he felt that if he would not have listened to me, he wouldn't have married her, because I gave him a heksher that it was a, because I felt for him it was good. I'm not saying for someone else, for him. That's all I was, whatever. It was a whole thing. But Baruch Hashem, they're happily married. They have a nice big family. Baruch Hashem, but he still wouldn't forgive me until after the din Torah with the Rav Paskin that I was okay. He wanted to put a knas on me that I caused him tsar. That I should have to pay a knas to the Rav. So the psak was I didn't have to pay a knas, but he was still angry at me until that year before Rosh Hashanah. We called him up to make shalom with him, and then he said, "His son, I'm not going to be roid of Rabbi Simon anymore." And that was the story. I can tell you that on. We'll turn off the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much would it cost?
I don't know how much he wanted, but it was interesting. Oh, so the Marit, so it's quoted from the Ramah. So those that see the Ramah, you see the Ramah. But if you want to see the Marit inside, you should see the Marit inside. But most people only see one paragraph of the Marit, and there's even more to see. So let me just show you this on page 14. Asher nistapakta im yesh koch b'yad ha'av limchos b'yad b'no lisa isha shayach potzbo haben. Right, he wants this meisim b'chol yom, meisim b'chol yom, but meisim. Lisa isha shayach potzbo haben. Vani es daiti nirash im hi isha hagonislo. Shein koch b'yad ha'av limchos b'yad ha'ben. Chad afil v'inyun mamon odilei rabbanu l'rab yirmi k'man d'om b'mishal av. Right? Kibar av'e mishal av kem paskukol poske halachas shesho isi kol shekin hachat shu dover ha'shaych v'tzar gufal haniach ha'isha asher chovitz ba v'yitzar ha'kech ha'isha acheres asher lo t'yasher be'inav kol kach. In other words, he wants this girl. The father likes the other girl, but so what? You know, the father has to pay for the kibbutz of aim of his son. So certainly, he's causing a tzar to the son. He's causing a tzar to the son. L'aniach ha'isha she'chofitz bo, v'yitztarach l'kach ha'isha acheres, asher lo t'yasher be'einav kol kach. V'od d'korav hadover be'einai l'yos kimitzuv lavor al divrei Torah. In other words, you're telling your son to do an Avera. Why? Sorry, Amr was saying, Osir Lodom Shikaz Shisa Osir Yirena. Because you have to like the person you're marrying. So if he wants him, because he likes that girl, because whatever. She likes her Parnassa, he likes her family, whatever. But the guy doesn't like, you know. I remember there was a man in Brooklyn who wanted very much I should marry his daughter, and I had no interest. And Rav Shechta gives the shiur in Brooklyn every week, so he would go to Rav Shechta. He would bring him Divrei Torah that he wrote, that he should give it to me, so I should go out with his daughter because he wrote these beautiful Divrei Torah. And so Rav Shechta used to come and with the Divrei Torah, and he would. And I kind of liked his Divrei Torah, but I didn't want to go out of his door. So it's two different things. So the Ramah, so this is the paragraph. But what people don't, that some Achronim point out, is you have to read even the beginning of the Tshuva. That no one reads. In other words, how many people ever look up the Marik? They look at the Ramah. So they find this paragraph. This is the paragraph. But you have to go from the beginning, and you'll see. In other words, he says here. He says. So he says, "V'zet tishal l'shmi ish brisi ish lomi lilchom belachmi etc." Rishona al odos Reuven, shenishba l'aviv shelo yisa isha bimbalti reshusu v'tem nishba alav kvar masor madav ne'edim levatel shvuah. So first he took a shvuah that he's not going to marry a girl without his father's reshus. V'tem nishba alav kvar masor madav ne'edim. Levatel Shvuaso. Bamar Shaya Yare Pen Lo Yirza Aviv Lachaspa for the Machin Ploni, Iman Yamein, Lishavalo. He was coerced into it. So he. Vine Ruben Ki de Shuv Isha Achas Milirishus Aviv. Uben Kidushan Uknisa Tzival Aviv Lebilti Yichnos. Right? Don't go through with it. Ume also Isha Shakidish Ruben Ayakvar Nitan Menechshan Allah. In other words, this woman. In other words, it was a woman that it was a chashad that there was, you know, in other words, it was something that there could have been a possible taina that this, you know, this girl was not such a great girl. Now, with all the simanim, the point being is. The Achronim discuss, you know, what if she's. It wasn't this great, necessarily great tzaddikus. So maybe he could have had some time in Afal Pike. So that's the discussion, another discussion. In other words, because you never know what was the girl in the context of the Marik that it was talking about. But that's his Yisod. That's his Yisod, that lot, that you don't have to listen. So now. Even if he has some taina. You know the famous story with the Satmar Rebbe. Satmar Rebbe says, "Katzdi b'chayai b'pnei b'nos ches," which literally means that he's people from the Chiti. So the Satmar Rebbe says, "I'm very upset with the people who say they have to go out on 8 dates. B'nei b'nos ches." That's what the Satmar Rebbe said. So Rav Bik Zatzal, Rav Moshe Bik, who's my wife's uncle, was a big hashpa on my life growing up. He says, the Satmar Rebbe, he was a Masada Kedusha. But I'm also a Masada Gidden. So I know that you need to go out. You know, there was this idea that they shouldn't go out. What the Satmar Rebbe says is not, he didn't hold from it. Satmar Rebbe had great respect for Rabbik, but Rabbik wasn't afraid of anyone. He was a true Ish Emes. So that's what he said. Oh, so now the question is, well, what about this whole thing of Nachas Ruach? In other words, the parents have so much anguish. They don't want this girl. I mean, I can tell you more stories. So how does this fit in? So the Chazon Ish says like this. From page 15. Fish is el guf hakibud. Ravagav damin besomach mivur midvayim she'ein haben chay vasas son aviv v'ma she'ein lov shuv toel. It's kachos of Ramban. Fear grow. The kosher that kosher tosis shem Yerushalmi. That's the tosis that Yerushalmi just learned. The ritzon is el kibud. V'ma'av rotze betakonis b'no mitzdaya k'shenose isha she'ein lo. What's the heter to be mitzar to marry this girl? But you mean mitzar your parents? Maybe it's even sosa dvarav, like the Machna said. And he's saying that the groa really says the same word of the Yad Eliyahu. The groa see him the barash from mashma davka le'inyan d'chias lav. The Iker thing, but that doesn't mean and the same idea that the Iker is Machil Mashke, but there's still the other Inyan. Okay. Nidon Marik, or Shemanishe Rasha Latsaro. So he says, Igor Tamos al Marik Sha'av Tzorich Levatel Ritzon Ibn Ratzon Beno, Pikei Gavna. Vein Ben Chaya Bekibut Zeh. Kibosh Ein Chaya Witein Matonis La'ov Ibn Sha'av Chomet Chafotzov. He says, there's certain things that the father is overstepping his bounds. So you have to do Nachas Ruach, provided that what? That it's reasonable what the parent is asking. In other words, it's reasonable that the parent is asking that you should come and help out or do this, you know. But to say that you can't marry the girl you like, provided she's a, you know, it's a Jewish, you know, it's not, we're not talking about you can marry just, oh, you're in love with a non-Jew or something like that, or, you know, things like that. In other words, but within, one second, within the realm of halacha, it's just he doesn't like it because he doesn't like her father, or he doesn't like her, whatever. So that he overstepped his bounds. So his ratzon is batel in that case. In other words, the father has his, well, the mother, they have their right to request things, and you have to give them nachas ruach. But there's certain things that are considered that they have to mevatel their das, the das of the child. And sometimes it requires a lot of yishuv hadas to know, is this something that they overstepped their bounds. Right, even in the case of the Marik, where she was kosher or whatever, but at the end of the day, it was a kosher marriage, and she was a kosher girl. Right. 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 So what's the gather? So the gather is something that.
Right.
The father's sitting in jail. So there is, like, somehow, I think Rav Shechter holds it, it's mamish a bizayon, there's a tshuva in the mitziv, it's a bizayon for the family, or something like that. But like the cases I dealt with, where, in other words, the girl was a little bit more modern than the father would have liked his son, but like the Dayan said at the Din Torah, she shom a Shabbos? Yes. Okay, so she's more modern. She's more modern. So they're modern people. So okay, but she's not. It's not like they keep kashrus. They keep okay. So maybe they can rely on some hechsherim that maybe not everyone. But you know, that's not, you know. But certain things are out of the pale. You know. So you know.
But why should that have anything to do with?
Because Kibbut Aleim is nachas ruach to the parents, but to follow ratzon of the parents. But if the ratzon of the parents is not a proper ratzon, then I don't have to give them nachas ruach.
No, I'm just trying to figure out why we're talking about the legitimacy of the girl. Who cares? Even if she's not legitimate.
No, if she's not legitimate, then there's a Torah you have to answer to.
Right.
Right. You're saying that if a parent got someone, whether you don't marry someone who's called Shabbos or not Jewish, it might also be kibud av ha'ein because the parents, it's a big nachas ruach because the parents are really big reasonable.
No, why do we need to call it kibud av ha'ein?
In other words, because the mitzvah kibud av ha'ein is to give nachas ruach to the parents, but if the parents are not reasonable, they're asking something that's not reasonable, so then that's not. Then you don't have to give them nachas ruach for that particular prop.
She's had a child, I guess, in jail for a very legitimate reason.
Yeah.
You know, the parents are afraid. Well, that's why they need to come. You know, the father's sitting in jail.
Right. That's right. So that's a question whether that discussion of bizayon, so then they should have to go to a rav to see if maybe that's called, if you hold from that Hagdara, I think maybe Rav Shechter said over, and I think the Mitziv is a tshuva, that's not a bizoyan for the... So that is what to say. That was one type thing when I was read Shiduchim, when I heard of... I wasn't read so many Shiduchim that the father was in jail. I mean... but I was read a Shiduchim, the father was in jail. Chashuva Rebetzin read it to me. But that I just couldn't do. I couldn't do it.
But
they
have
their
children.
Right. They're going to have so then maybe they, you know, maybe in that case there could be something to say that that maybe that's not. But the case like where it's a little bit more modern, or one case I dealt with that the father they felt was too they don't like the father, the girl's father. So they don't like the father. He wasn't in jail. He wasn't. They don't like him. Okay, they don't like him. So that's not a. So we fought very hard to get this shidduch. And Baruch Hashem, they're also married, happily married, with a nice family.
What if it's like you're going to have to move back to the other married person? Like she lives in Israel, the family is in Toronto, and you have to move up to Toronto.
Okay, we're going to get to that. Give me another minute or so. Okay, there's a tshuva, Torah Lishma. Ben Ishchem. Right. Torah Lishma is who? Is Ben Ishchai. Yeah, he signs his tshuvas Yecheskel Kachli.
Isn't there a lot different
that
wasn't really
Ben Ishchai? Yeah, I don't know, but that's what he signs his tshuvas.
I heard in the end that it wasn't.
What?
I heard in the end that he said that it was.
Well, that it was. But
it's later on. Yeah.
It's like a 60-page
Akdama, the new edition. Yeah, the Torah
Lishma.
Is the gematria of Yosef Chaim. That's why, you know, there's the Tzemach Tzedek, the Lubavitcher Tzemach Tzedek, it's gematria Menachem Mendel. That's where Menachem Mendel came from, Tzemach Tzedek. But it's interesting that, you know, Tzemach Tzedek is quoted, it was the old Tzemach Tzedek, quoted in the Mugen of Rome. You see, where Rav Yosef will quote, he'll say Tzemach Tzedek, in parentheses, Yoshev. Because that's the one that was quoted in the Magen Avraham. And what's difficult is his name was what? Also Menachem Mendel. In other words, even the non-Lubavitcher Tzemach Tzedek was Menachem Mendel, because they had this thing of Menachem Mendel, you name be safer at Tzemach Tzedek, because that's why the Vizhnitzer, listen to this one, the Vizhnitzer, he called his sefer Tzemach Tzadik. Why? Because he spelled Menachem Mendel with a yud. Oh, so he says like this: Amalo Avi Hashkeni Mayim V'Ima Omeres Hashkeni Mayim. Right. So we know your father comes before the mother because Maniach Kovet Ima also called of Aviv. So this is the Shaila. Hinei Bar Ruvain V'Shalanu Shebezeh Hayom Ba Echad Over Orech LeBeis Aviv. In other words, a guest is coming to the father's house. V'diber imo ezidvar, v'kam alach liknos kefetz echad min hashuk. V'avar mele blo ruven, sheylech imzeh, ish v'yirlo hachanos. In other words, my father's friend is coming from out of town. And he needs someone to drive him around and take him to the stores in Manhattan. Okay, good. He won't know how to get around. You son, do me a favor. Take my friend, drive him around, go shopping with him, etc. So, okay, good. The problem is, third line on the left side. And is that Reuven, gam imo biksha mimeno beisi sheyilek l'mokom ache, lavi lo dover echad shitzricha lo l'guf atzma. But at the same time, the mother is asking, but I need some food from this store, from my whatever. So there's a conflict here. So the father's saying, can you go drive my friend around? Right? And the mother's saying, what? I need you to get something that I'm going to need for goof. Now normally, Av is kodem le'aim, right? In other words, the father's kibbut av is second tier kibbut av. The mother's kibbut av here is first tier kibbut av. So he says, "Efshar kol kahay yadiach divrei avi yasim mitzvas imo." So this is the yisod that this puts it all together. That that even though the mother's usually inferior, legami kibbutav, but if the mother's asking a first tier kibbutav and the father's asking the second tier kibbutav, it has nothing to do with the gufo of the father. It's not that he's asking to bring him food or something like that. He's just asking, it would be nice if you could help my friend out. So then, that's what he says, the Ben Ish Chai, he says on page 18 on the bottom, you can't hush the hachanami, but need on the don, the emo tzivsa, also, but don't sheish lo hanobo, the ikim zem mitzvah zeseh shgumen on minatoira, he told maybe it's not minatoira, maybe it's only the rabbonin or whatever, so that's a lower level. Ovi tzivo, so but don't sheish lo hanobo shal klum, the lekim zem mitzvah zeseh minatoira, da vaday tzarech, vasos divrei emo. Sheish kan chiv, be mitzvah zeseh mame, she yaniach divrei oviv, ve'ezeli shalom, kel shodah shem tchos, yazoli, go Devarai Hakaton Yecheskel Kachli.
I think the schedule also quotes that if your father asks you to do something which is a hefsid mamon, and your mother asks you something which is a mechir, your mother
pays. Okay. Now, this is another big question. Living in the same locale as your parents. There was, in certain circles, that's a given. I mean, when my father got married, it was a different door, So he moved in with his in-laws. They didn't have money to have, today that would be, okay, people would do it maybe for the first, in the basement, but then, but this, that doesn't work as much as that. Oh, so the Mariel has a piece here, on page 19, from Sholem Ostreich. So he says one line, but he says it all. Look on page 19. He says, "Omar Marash, l'olam yoder adam b'mokam avosav ki mitzvus chacham." You have to live b'mokam avosav. Luay zeh kvar nehetakti oli kama pa'amim me'ir nusta. If I had not, I would have moved away a long time ago. But since mitzvus chachamim, l'olam yoder adam b'mokam avosav, and there's a savor, I think, from the tour. Yeah, in other words, because if the parents need you, and you have to be ready to service them, so then.
The mission of being a vato mitzvah say by moving.
Yeah. So that's the question. In other words, you live in New York, and you want to move to L.A. If you live in L.A., obviously you're not going to be so available to help them out. So. Two things here. So he's like this. The Aruch HaShulchan has, all the poskim have it. So the two things here. Obviously, as the Aruch HaShulchan says here on page 20 and others, if you have parnassa in L.A. and you don't have parnassa in New York, so then you're mechuyev to that's then you can move. But you have to have parnassa.
Let's say you have a lesser parnassah next to your parents and more parnassah.
Okay, so, if it's just a little bit, okay, maybe. But if one second. So he says, and this, every nekuda here, we could go on for a long time, but page 20, this Aruch HaShul, Amr Chazal, so per kamad Megillah. Godol Talmud Torah, Yosem Mikiva Adavayim, Shal also Yudal Shadim Shalom Ad Yaakov, Eitzel Shem Ve'ever, Lo Nena, Shal Kibar Av, Chedim Rotsa Lech Lumod Be'ir Acheres, because again, now this is the point that Rabbi Weiser was saying, that there could be certain issues that the Yirah Shamayim will be greater, and maybe that is also included in this idea of, we're talking about the shuls, so certain shuls, maybe the child, that's, I think her Farfanis writes in the Sefer, could be a greater Yirah Shamayim, but that it has to be in the mix. Some type of pshara or something like that, because here he says he could learn better in the other yeshiva. And there's a sholach mitzvah cheres tzarich lishus avivimo, but for Talmud Torah, ba'avogav the sholach leparnasos so vade ain't a tzarich litol rishus. You don't need rishus for parnasa. You call mokam mishum mitzvah tzarich litol rishus. No sing mitzvah part of the mitzvah. In other words, you're going for another mitzvah, but for Talmud Torah, for parnasa. For parnasa, you could, but if the par, what? Because parnasa is your life. Yeah, chiyusa. One second. So parnasa, you have But say, in other words, you have a job offering. Your parents live in New York, and you have a more or less equal job from, but you want to move to L.A., and they say, we need you. I mean, we're talking about, say, you know, parents that are who need the kids, so then they talk and might have a taina. But if they don't need you, so they don't need you. But if they need you, so if you only have the parnassa there and you don't have a parnassa here, or the parnassa is very shrach, so that's same thing that the Milt Stucker says. We'll talk about this. The other discussion, this is the first discussion, is just stop leaving from New York to L.A. The other shaila is the aliyah shaila. Right? He wants to live in Eretz Yisrael, and the parents, this comes up a lot. The parents don't want them to live in Eretz Yisrael. They want, obviously, if they live in Eretz Yisrael, they're not gonna see them, or gonna see the grandkids.
It's also not. Right. Is it for kibbutz or for nachas?
It depends. Yeah. So this one second, page 22. This is a tshuva from the Maharam Rutenberg. It's good. The Rishonim wrote short tshuvas. It's the Achronim that write these long tshuvas. The Rishonim wrote short tshuvas. Page 22. Im av yochel akev al yidei beno lalos le'eretz Yisrael. He says, came in the kaimelon the mitzvah lalos, haksiv ani Hashem l'chol dover mitzvah l'yishmalo t'kover hamokom kodim. So the Maharam Rutenberg, his psak was that you want to make aliyah, so then you have a right.
Marriage gets divorced for it, certainly.
Yeah. But there are a lot of tzaddikim to say not like this. First of all, you know, Rav Moshe's tshuva was that it's not living in Israel is not a chiyuv mitzvah. It's only a chiyuv mitzvah. That was his thing. And there's a tshuva Avnei Nezer. Rav Shechter likes to quote this tshuva, where he said, this is a, maybe you could say it's a chiddush, but this will undermine a lot of people who are living in Eretz Yisrael. It's saying that if you're living in Eretz Yisrael but you're just getting all your money shipped from the States, then maybe you're not Mikhayim mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's why he said that a lot of the says a lot of rabbis who didn't live in Eretz Yisrael, he said, because they couldn't afford it. And the Milt Stucker says the same thing. The tshuva of the Milt Stucker is that I didn't put it in the packet, I couldn't put everything in. That mitzvah, making aliyah, is only if you have a parnassa there. If you don't have a parnassa, you shouldn't live there.
So my mother would make three interviews.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, I don't know. There's so many people who come here daily for Rishulachim, and you know, heart wrenching stories. But you know, like maybe you know, the system needs to change a little bit. That people need to have Parnas is not an avera. Everyone should be encouraged to have a Parnas. That's not a. And the Milt Stucker writes in the Tshuva, I think the Piskei Tshuva quotes it. Oh, you like the Piskei Tshuva? Yeah, so that you don't make aliyah if you don't have a parnasa.
Maharam seems to be going against the Aruch Hashulchan. He's saying for any mitzvah, you'd be able to.
Yeah, the whole dvar mitzvah lo yishma lo.
The Aruch Hashulchan is
saying that. Okay.
Would this only apply for, let's say, like a boy's parents and not a girl? Because once a girl gets married, she's not necessarily.
Right. There could be a difference between the boys. Right.
In general, let's say, for example, one guy for someone's going on vacation, and the area he's going on vacation doesn't have a shul. It's not an inn.
Okay, that's an excellent question.
Are not allowed to go on vacation in that place because he gives you the bonds.
Wait, are you talking about kibbutz avim, or you're just asking in general?
In general, because the question is, we're talking about moving, right? If I move, then potentially I'm giving up on the opportunities to do mitzvahs.
Kibbutz avim,
right? So I'm asking in general, what's the halacha in general? Am I hired to put myself in a situation where I can maximize the
right. In other words, sometimes a person wants to go on a vacation, and there might not be a minion there. So this is what to talk about, but I think we're not talking about he's going to miss Rosh Hashanah davening, or you know, he's going to miss a Monday, Thursday, or even a Tuesday. you know, so it's something that they feel they really need. So you know, I think that, you know, it's not, you know, it's
could be the field.
Yeah, it could be also. Yeah, that's how some say it. Yeah. But Lamaisa, so I think there's what to say for that. They need it for their you know.
Phone calls consider they keep it up function?
It depends. Yeah, well, of course. Give a phone call is nachas ruach.
Right.
Nachas ruach.
So it's not that you're not mekayem mitzvah.
No, but if it depends. If it's
not
it's
as much.
No, but if they need you to actually be there and do
physical,
yeah, so that's not going to do that. But still, calling is part of the nachas, that other aspect of the nachas ruach.
If a person wants to like date and they figure that their dating opportunities are better somewhere else, are they allowed to move for that, like, with an advance for dating?
Yeah,
and Lisa Isha is also like.
Yeah, I mean that's also so. That's part of the chiyus of yeah.
Right.
Those are fundamentals. Marami Rutenberg. Right. Not everything. I mean the Maram. Yeah, maybe yes. Maybe. Called Var Mitzvah, Lo Yishmol. Yeah. Okay, now the last thing is Aviv Rasha. Right, the parents is not from. So where is that? And that obviously could be a very sensitive matter. So there's a machlokas, the Rishonim, Rambam, the Rosh. So the Shulchan Aruch here, page 23, Mamzechayev b'kvod Aviv u'b'moro, afilo ya Aviv Rasha u'bal averes mechabdo u'misyarei mimenu. So that's the sheet of the Rambam. That's the sheet of the Rambam. That, and we know the Svardim are always more, you know, makbed, no? Yeah, keep it. Yeah. I know the Svardim, you know, when their father gets an aliyah, they stand the whole time of the aliyah for the father.
Yeah. We do it even for older brothers.
Yeah. And then the Ramah quotes the Rosh. So right, so this obviously can be a very sticky. So a couple of things that are brought down. First of all, so it, obviously, if you hold like the mechaber, then you have to treat the non-observant, the non-observant person, the non-observant parent, the same as anyone else. The question is, what about the Ramah? So, obviously, if a person is not going to treat them properly, it's going to be a tremendous chil Hashem. It's going to be a tremendous chil Hashem, not. Not to treat properly. That's number one. And number two, there's Maram Shik. So the Maram Shik, he wrote a sefer on the Tariq Mitzvahs, like sort of like a Minchas Chinuch type sefer. He's the Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. Again, this sugya of Aviv Rasha is a whole long. Discussion, but just but he wants to say the following, that he says that even those shittas that it's mutter, but if you mitzayer aviv rasha, that could also be an avera. Let's see where he says that. The Ode, page 25 on the right side, the Ode. Ode nearly Yashav Kushis Hatur. like the rush and the tour. So Moka Modahu the Osul Tsaro. He says that's his yisod. So Mukrach he says the Ein Haben Nasashliach Lahalkosis Ovivol and the Doso Pekosa Marik the Tsaro Gora. So he wants to say the Tsaro, so therefore he says Lhor Nira the Zatzmo, he made a Mechabed of also Zatzmo Tsar, Hulam, Shayna be Mechabdin or some. So, but I think the major idea is that even if it's not technically the din of kibud, but if he's not going to act like a mensch to his parents, so then he's mechalal the whole Torah, you know. So maybe this the technical mitzvah might not be according to Rambam, but right. So there's a lot of, you know, just go through the sugya where the Rambam gets it, where he gets it, or Harmosa, all the different, but I think that's...
Also, if the father didn't grow up.
Right, and then the question of the Tinuk Shenishba part of this discussion, you know, what's called Tinuk Shenishba, so different people have different shitas of, you know... how freely do we offer Tinuk Shenishba certificates to people, or how not freely?
What's the svar not being mechabed your father even when he's a rosh? The kibbutz doesn't end anything with him anyway.
Because understand the kibbutz is to him. So,
but the kibbutz is that's why it's a mitzvah Torah. It's a mitzvah Torah, gufa like any other mitzvah. That it's ani mitzvah elchem to mechabed alchem.
Right, but maybe this person is not roy to get kibbutz.
Rishon says that there's less of an issue to amputate a parent's limb if they don't keep Shabbos because they're not included in the Yisra Kavala in the first place.
Yeah. Okay. So
where do we see that in the fiber of tzibur? Where in the tzibur do you see that there's a tzliya on the status of the person?
Right. So that's the idea of not also, you know, whether it's part of this idea of osim, you know, nosi b'amcha, osim ma'isa amcha. Do we learn out to keep it to parents from there also of this idea?
So today we're in the
idea of, you know, Tina Tikh Shanishma, but you know, technically speaking in Shulchan Aruch, I mean, this is not something you say publicly, but the Shulchan Aruch says that if a person, I mean, we don't say this to people, but sometimes I think in the back of my head that there's no chiyuv of avelus if the parent is not from. That's a din of Shulchan Aruch. Right. So if you assume the Tinuk Shenishba, but not everyone. Well, Rav Yehuda Schwartz spoke here once in this base medrash. The Shechita, yeah. So Lamaisa, you know, if you would tell somebody they shouldn't sit Shiva for, you know, that could cause a whole, and the people will not, you know, so if you, you know, necessarily Tinuk Shenishba, but when somebody's asking a shayla in Hilchas Avelus, and sometimes it's a question of a chul or a chumra, and I know that they're not, weren't Shomer Shabbos, so I don't say it out, but... No, it's not a question. In other words, they want to be more makel about a certain halacha. I'm not telling them...
They want to wear crocs,
Yeah, they want to, yeah, exactly. Something that's not going to be a Chil Hashem. They're not going to be a Chil Hashem. They want to know, or they could they go to this this bar mitzvah or something like that. It's a Shiloh, Simchas Meret. It's Simchas Meret, not Simchas Meret. And anyway, the parents, so you don't say it out in a way, but some things like in the back of your mind, like, you know, like certain Rabbanim say when it comes to you know, we're machmir in dam torah b'zman hazeh. But when certain things are borderline shilas, so some rabbanim will be more makel when it comes to you know, a shila. Not if it's mamish, but it can go either way. Dam torah we're machmir, but the mikra din is mutter. A similar type of idea. That certain things mikra din and mutter, but you don't, like one Rav said, you don't say it out. Certain things you never say out, but you know, to the back of your head, and that could be a part of the process of the psak. Yeah.
In terms of Russia, are there limitations? Meaning, even according to the Shita Sarama, at a certain point, that it becomes kicked out of the end, wouldn't apply.
So whatever was out.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, Russia's a Russia. I don't know, are we Michalik? I don't know, it's hard to say. People are resentful that his,
like
he's saying.
He's financially supported.
His parents are supporting.
One child is supporting himself. All the other ones are.
One minor. Every situation has to have its.
And the siblings also.
Pretty good. But Pikuach Nefesh, obviously, it's a different gather.
It will be more difficult. The Soviet Union, I don't know, but you can't be used to that.
Yeah.
You know, Viktor Frankl, in an introduction to the second edition of I Live in a Story Life, he says, people ask him why he stay in Austria. He had a visa to leave, student visa. So he says, right after Kristallnacht, he was ready to leave. He gets home, and on the table of his parents' house are these two marble slabs from the big synagogue in Vienna. He wasn't prepared for those souls. He says, what are those? He said, those are the ten commandments, the tablets from the shul that burned down. I saved them. He said, only one thing was visible. He said, what are those letters? He goes, that's the commandment on your parents. And Viktor Frankl said, because of that I didn't leave. He said, I didn't know shit. I gave my parents to go. He said, because of that I didn't leave. I stayed. So my general approach is when you know, obviously Kalisha is not something we aspire for, but but if a person's teaching is working in a co-ed school, and that's been the policy of the school, and it's not, and obviously there are a lot of not hala and there's a lot of factors that go on, so I don't think mechanic is mechuyev to leave the room or something like that, because there are shitas that say that it's only b'zman kriya shema and things like that, and therefore it's a shas hadchak situation, and if one could make tikkunim in the school, you know, you have to know how
every place has its mechanics of how things operate and how things get done and how things don't get done, and you have to be there a long time to understand how a place operates and whether it's shaykh to, if a person is able to be poil to make tikkunim, halavai. But if not, I think you know, b'shar sadchat, we rely on certain shitas that we don't necessarily say the ikar shita, but this is a shas hadchak, because I think it's a tremendous thing. All of modern orthodox, all the co-ed schools is a tremendous toelis, because you know, we think that, you know, of course we would rather you know, have a situation where everything is all totally all taras hakodesh, etc. But that's not the reality of where a lot of parent body is holding. And to have a child in a co-ed school where he'll marry a Jewish girl, and you know, that's a tremendous revach. You know, we don't realize how much intermarriage there is in the world today, and even people who were in these places who went off. You know, so the institutions are very important to have. And it's a shasat chak situation. And therefore, but if you walk out, then you undermine the whole school. And you're gonna, the giron that you're gonna cause is far more than the toelis that that you're gonna give. And therefore, it's a shasat chak. So kedai who, you know, these shitas to be so mech b'shasat chak.
Would that be limited to like singing? What about if there's like dancing? Same thing with
dancing.
If there are girls dancing on stage during like.
So you do your best, but if you manage to walk out, you'll offend whatever you try to be mashpia of these people. Walking out will take away that hashpah kefil to fly.
So this is called a precise figure. Those are they who are ready, that the Yom Kippur and Yom HaShoah thing, and then they start having the singing. So if they can sneak out a little, they can't sneak out of the ground. But the Chil has to go to a musical. Like, the older kids know, the kids know already, they're going to show up after the musical.
The musical in school?
The kids get to the musical.
Yeah.
Should they go to the musical as well, perhaps? I don't know, it hasn't been a problem all these years.
So what's been the policy all these years?
No policy, no.
We have to show them policy.
Everyone?
They show up.
A lot of people go, sometimes two don't show
respect.
But if you can get away with not showing up to the musical, but you should walk out of the Amazon Carol.
Right.
You're saying the issue of the musical?
No one ever got fired.
Yeah, the association
there. It's not a religion.
And you get out of it. You know, you can speak white.
Yeah. So you have to... I feel every situation. Right, exactly. So that's, you know.
So can I follow up? It's really
interesting.
Right. He doesn't talk about the law issue with me. You don't know that. He says, the Machanchim and Deutschland, they're Haredim, they know what they're doing.
Right. Right, so they maybe this is the idea. This is the. So you rely on these shitas and these and for the Tenuas HaNoar that he speaks about, so you know, and it's important to keep Jews together, and because you know, even though it could be you know it's not the best case scenario, but this is the we have to also deal with the reality.
So yeah. We're doing this because of Kiryu, basically. We're sacrificing to Kiryu, for Kiryu, right? What if we're doing it, not really for Kiryu, what if the reason why we're doing it is for feministic reasons? Meaning, because of the way of feminism and everything else in the world...
Feminism is a tremendous koyach in the world today. And
the reason why that's cool,
that's not a mistake. You're doing it for
you. Right, right.
We're doing it for you.
Right.
I'm asking about the Rosh Hashiva. When the Rosh Hashiva made that decision, whoever that was, when the Rosh Hashiva made the decision that in this school we need to have Kolisha, essentially, and the reason why we need to have Kolisha is because in order for us to be on the same platform as everybody else on a feministic level, if we tell the boys that you can have solos and the girls can't have solos,
then they're going to be
offended on a feministic level.
Right.
That's Judaism.
Yeah. So Lamaisa
is not talking about
the girls will be able to move.
Right. Lamaisa, right.
It is.
You're right. In other words, these ideas that are true, that, you know, there's feminism, it could be that those were the kavanas, but the maisa, they're in the school, and the school is providing an important service that, you know, these kids could have gone in public schools, they could have gone who knows where.
Private schools,
okay. You know,
if a person walks out of that school and says, you were matter me to do kolisha because of...
No, you weren't matter, you weren't matter anything, this was a school policy, you're not... None of the rebbeim here are asked. I don't know, maybe they are. But they're not asked about... So, but you're doing a tremendous avoda.
Let's say I am a Rosh Hashiva. Tomorrow I'm a Rosh Hashiva and I open up my own school. If I'm more ahead there for the girls to sing... Right,
but the question is, who's going to be your clientele? Are you opening up a yeshiva in the east side? Are you opening up the yeshiva
up
in Bar Park? Where are you opening up a yeshiva?
No, I'm opening up a yeshiva in the east side. And I'm going
to
be...
And how many people do you want to come to you?
I want as many people as possible, I'm going to be matir kolisha. Is that possible? Is that motivated to do that?
Yeah. Because if they won't come as a result, so then you lose them.
Yes, that's true, but that's bad.
Right. I understand. Again,
too much has been offered on the altar of Kirub. I'm trying to figure out at what point do we draw the line and say Mekar Va La Torah, not the Torah of Elohim, right?
Right.
Rav Shlomo always said,
right. The answer is that your job is to do the best mechanech and to have a kesher with all, you know, the students, and that will cause them to rise, and you'll see how many people.
Look, we have one right here.
Yeah.
We brought him here. I was hoping. I'm from Kalha because he said he can't have anyone sit there, right?
Yeah.
And maybe I'll two of Hasidus, he can't.
Right. Kalbach is a separate question of, you know. You see what, you know, we have the Kalbach meeting right here. It's one of the nicest minyanim if you ever hear for Shabbos. I mean, Kalbach is a loser.
But to say that you have to feel that it's crazy that you have to do.
Right. There has to be a lot of chokhmah. These are not what we aspire for, but we have to realize that even if we're not at that, we're still accomplishing a tremendous... We don't realize how much... even in whatever this modern Orthodox school there is, it's still 1,000 times frumma than being in some non... Right, exactly. Exactly. Because that's not part of our sphere. So therefore we don't... But the world is so much greater than our Dalai Lamas. Even the modern Orthodox Dalai Lamas is so much, quote, to the right of the broader spectrum of the world. So if you're in this enterprise, so you have to say, I'm doing my best, I'm trying my best. And you know, over the years, how many Rosh Yeshivas and how many Talmid Chachamim came from the day school system?
Mir,
I can list many more.
Rabaran said to me.
Rabaran, yeah.
Our tachlis and table is they shouldn't marry sheikhs in the school.
Right.
And they accomplish that, accomplish everything.
Right.
Some you make it up, that's not tough.
Right. Yeah. We got more. We got much more.
Can you talk a little bit more about the sake of sacrificing your own growth for the sake of being the car of others? this general concept.
Maybe just take a session also.
Whose question?
It's kind of like a follow-up. Kind of like
he also has a question. Maybe
who, Rabbi Becker's question?
Kind of
this, is you should know, this is Rabbi Becker's base medrash, you should know. This is Rabbi Sikin Minyan. Rabbi Becker always davened for the Amud for many years. You know, with Rabbi Becker's voice, he's laying the Megillah, Megillah Sester. So this is, you should realize that this is his Mokham. So.
Just kind of like a follow-up to that, I guess. A lot of minyanim in the school, there are very rarely 10 people davening at any given time. Let's say if a person is davening for the avod, is it worth doing chazaras hashatz or saying any of the brachos? Isn't it going to be like a brachos hatel if no one's answering on me or responding or participating in the davening b'chlal?
No, I mean, yeah, you encourage them. And it's a question what the mechaber really meant when he's, you know, karov le... Is it really, you know, in other words, whether it's really, really a bracha of atol, or you say there's 10 people in the room, so that you have your minion. You have your minion. And even if they're not, so it's karov to be, because, you know, but it could be that some hold that it's not hechtically, and therefore you should mechanic them that there is a concept of chazar sashas. Maybe mincha. You could be makel to do a hechel kedusha.
Yeah.
You know, where do you have a mincha? The classrooms.
Classrooms.
Yeah. So I heard in the name of Rabbi Zatzal that he held that unless you're davening in a base Knesset kavua, you don't need chazar sashats.
Well, I mean,
so that's why, like when I'm a masada kedusha in a wedding, so at the chasen stish we do a hechel kedusha. I don't go for this chazar sashats. And this is from Yaakov Kamenetsky. And the reason is because what was the idea of Chazar Shashat for Eina Bakiyim? So in Eina Baki, he didn't know how to daven. He went to shul. He doesn't go to the Marina Del Rey because he doesn't know how to daven. He goes to the shul. So the whole idea of Chazar Shashat is only.
First of all, thank you very much for this. It's truly helpful. Without leaving. But maybe people could come ask you. The Jew is the end of half hour now. So the tshuva of the Swedish. I think everyone knows the tshuva, but I never read it before this year. And I thought it was really helpful in terms of the method of the tshuva and all the factors he quotes. So if you can try to get through it, at least the bolded parts, which I thought were the highlights, and then we'll reconvene at 11:45.
There is one mincha minyan in the Beit Knesset in the school. Would you have to do a full chazar sashatz there?
Okay, then there's more of a svara.
In Lakewood, there's no chazar shashats
every day at mincha in the base medrash even. In Lakewood,
right, even though they're
the only time they have chazar shashats in Lakewood and mincha is when Chanukah.
Why?
Because they won't have alanisim but persume nisa. And that Rav Abadi told me wasn't even every day a Chanukah. Yeah. But certain days of Chanukah, the minhag is that they had.
They should announce alanisim.
So they have.
Can we ask you a question? I'm sorry. Let's see.
Who's committing together on what's reasonable and what's beyond the bounds, right? So parents say they don't want you to go to this vacation trip with your friends. They don't want you to go skiing. Is that
so? Okay, skiing. You say is
Basher.
Well, thinks it's also to be a sakana.
Something which the parents say is to be a sakana for children.
So then,
I don't want you going out late to the.
Right, so then that could be reasonable.
Avashi, what, can we ask him? No, but I want you to be here. I'll wait for you.
Rabbi, you wanted to... You wanted
to no, we have a question come back. We have a question there.
Okay.
You know this
Heed? Yeah, sure, he's a Talmud of mine.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm just Talmud, can I?
Oh, no, it's 23.
24.
You rolled
also.
my first year.
At Moshe?
You were my...
Yeah, your first year. I actually was there.
Okay, you were... I'm an Arab based manager. Do you want to come by?
Were you
in
the...
Yeah.
In the Klein based manager.
Yeah.
Right. So
let's see.
Come to.
I went to
the Yeah. Okay, so come. Don't leave without me. We're technically not finished yet. Okay, but come by. Okay.
That was good.
Okay. Maybe use the bathroom. One second. I just want to use the bathroom.